This is Dr. Herbert Barley, Dean of the University of Healing in Campbell, California. Our topic today is, to be happy, keep your perspective. Let's change that. Always first person, present tense, positive. To be happy, I keep my perspective. To be happy, I keep my perspective. Perspective is a very interesting word. Perspective means how we observe life, how we look at circumstances, how we look at anything. What is your perspective about your daughter going off with that married man? What is your perspective about walking the spiritual path when you are chasing after three gurus at the same time? What is your perspective about being Catholic, about being Protestant, about being Hindu? What's your perspective about being any religion at all? What's your perspective about being a human being? What's your perspective about being divine? Well, we go to our little friend Jonathan Livingston Seagull. And when he was in this higher state of consciousness, his teacher appeared for a moment in front of him and talked to him. And then zip, he was off on the other end of the beach. And then zip, he was back talking in front of him. And Jonathan said, "How did you do that? That's cool." And of course, we all like demonstrations. We all like to do things that are, you know, an evidence of what we've done. I will advise you very seriously that you have evidences of things done in front of you often, and you know it. You have seen teleportation, levitation, you have seen everything under the sun. But two things assisted you. One is you didn't believe it, and the second thing is that you forgot about it. And you see, this is necessary until you attain the consciousness of doing these things for yourself naturally. If you put all of your effort on accomplishing those areas, you will not do the things that are necessary for your perspective. A little child cannot be expected to give up and give a lecture at Harvard. A dog cannot be expected to come in the house and say, "I'm hungry." Although he does. He says, "Arf, arf, you know, where's my supper?" And we understand that it's about supper time, and that's what his training has been to do, to come in at that time. And so when he barks and lets us know he's there, that means that, "Hey, I'm home now for supper. Where is it?" And of course, it's usually sitting there ready for him anyhow. Because when mother makes the dinner for the family, she sets the dinner out for the puppy too, usually. Okay. What is our perspective? All of us get so excited over the life and teachings of the Master of the Far East. We get so excited about the stories of Jonathan Livingston Seagull and illusions and Swami Rama with his adventures and living with the Himalayan masters and, you know, all these things. And they're real. They're real. They're good stuff, even though they're fiction. They're written as fiction because if they're written as real, nobody would really pay too much attention to it. And they'd poo-poo it. So, we have to keep our perspective happy so that we can look at all these things and enjoy them and let them encourage us and make us feel happy about walking our path, and at the same time not make us feel as though we are laggards, that we're laying behind and not accomplishing the things that we should be. Why, look at this guru and look at that guru doing this and that. Hey, they didn't do that in a snap. They did it in a snap, it's true, but they trained themselves to be ready for that snap. They disciplined themselves, self-discipline. They practiced being still. They practiced listening within. And then when the time came to demonstrate that, they said, "Oh, hey, I like that, I like that, I like that. Now, how did I do that?" We have biofeedback. And biofeedback trains us to recognize when we are at a high level of consciousness in meditation. It doesn't do anything for us. It doesn't make us there. It doesn't take us there. It just trains us to be aware of it. Now, if you can be trained to be aware of a high level of consciousness, that means you can be aware of a high level of consciousness. That means you are aware of a high level of consciousness, only you are not paying attention to it. You are letting your consciousness wander into other areas. An accident happens, you see it, and you say, "Oh my God, my God, my God, my God." And of course, you're part of the problem. An accident happens, and a master sees it, and he says, "All is in divine order." And he goes about his work. He doesn't look to see that it's in divine order. He doesn't go over to be helpful. He has done his work. He has already seen it perfect. And you say, "Oh, a miracle. Where before they were dead, now they're walking around." You know, where before they couldn't see, now they're seeing. Well, the miracle is that we don't do it more often. It's just so strange, you know, that we don't do this more often, that we don't instantly speak our word for whatever it is that comes to our attention. Because how many times have you stubbed your toe and after you figured out that your toe hurt and that you said, all is in divine order, you know. Well, by the time you get around to doing that, your habit is to pay attention to the pain first. But by the time you get around to saying, "Hey, you're whole and perfect," you've already felt the pain and you've already felt uncomfortable, which was unnecessary. And at the time you get around to doing it, you may be dead too. And then you say, "Hey, no, I want to live." And then you come back. And you say, "Oh, you can, really?" Well, of course. People do that all the time. People die and come back all the time. That's not unusual. People are lying in their bed and they poof off to the next dimension. And then on the next dimension, they're having a great time. They think, "You know, I really didn't finish my work on my last dimension. I think I'll go back." Poof! And of course, it's not long. It's only an instant. Because time is nothing. There is no time, space. And so you're on this next dimension and you have done maybe 10 years. Ha 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 ha. You know, and you say, "I feel like I didn't finish something on my last dimension." And you say, "Pop," you're right back. And you're right back where you were at the moment that you thought you were going to leave. Now, you say, "Herb, that is ludicrous. That's stupid. That's idiotic." No, that's real. Whatever you can think about and know to be true for yourself is so. Whatever you place your attention on, whatever you place your thoughts on, it's so. And so, hey, have fun. Have fun. To be happy, keep your perspective. You're the master. You're not following gurus. You're following yourself. And if you go around following gurus, you're never going to follow yourself. It's not bad. I mean, it's fun to follow the leader. You know, that's the game, follow the leader. When you were a kid, did you ever play follow the leader? And you had to do whatever the leader did. And the leader would stick his leg out like this here, or her leg out like this, and the leader would bend down, and the leader would stand up, and the leader would lean this way and that way. Ha, ha! The leader would shout, you know, and you had to do everything the leader did. Follow the leader. We love that game. We love that game because it was fun, it was stupid, it was foolish, it was wonderful, but we were doing the game, but we were following the leader. And all through life, we've been following the leader. How silly and how wonderful. We follow the leader and then we complain because we can't do it. And the leader can. The leader is wealthy. The leader is healthy. The leader is happy. The leader is whole. The leader is fantastic. The leader has a right perspective. Number one is the leader. And when she leads, she's fabulous. And everybody follows. And everybody says, "Wow." That's what we need, is that kind of leadership. And when you have a poor leader, what happens? People drift away from the poor leader. I don't want anything to do with a poor leader. If a poor leader gets elected as president, they don't re-elect him, you know. And if a person wants to be president and he has shown poor leadership, he doesn't stand a chance. Because guys who are good leaders are out in the forefront wanting to be president. Now, do you want to be master of your world? Do you want to be the head of your life, of your activity? Do you want to be happy and keep your perspective? Well, then, keep this perspective in mind. You are number one. You are the beginning and the end, the Alpha and the Omega. You are the allness. You are the only one in the universe that matters. You are the only person that exists. Now, write your own book. Write your own Jonathan Livingston Seagull. Write your own Bible. Write your own Living with the Himalayan Masters. Write your own Living with the Masters of the Far East. Interesting. Similar title. So, write your own. And you got a story to tell, if you wish. You don't ever have to put it on paper. But write your own in your heart. And follow it. Now, I would like to suggest to you, to be happy and keep your perspective, that you do not have too many characters in your book. Ellen, how many characters do I recommend?
One.
Oh, isn't she smart? One character. And Ellen, no, we'll let somebody else answer this. Inga, who is that character?
I.
Me, I, yes. And what does that character do, Sylvia? What does that character do in the book that it writes about itself? It writes all good stuff.
Has fun, yeah.
Yeah, have fun. It writes all good stuff. It writes all the amazing stuff. And it's doing it. It's singing in the opera. It is sailing its boat across the ocean. It is flying as an astronaut. It is everything, you see? This is what being number one is. You are that. And haven't you played that game when you're watching the girl as a ballet dancer on stage and you're just right with her, you're that girl. And when you're seeing two lovers and the girl lover is a really good lover and you say, yeah, that's me. You know? And when you see someone get up for a Nobel Prize, you know, and as she's standing there for the Nobel Prize, the guy who gives it out says, and you deserve to have a dozen Nobel Prizes, but we have to spread them around, you know. But I just wanted you to know that. And you said, I know. I know. Or no, you say, thank you. More modestly. But you know it. And there is no Nobel Prize that can ever be given that will begin to cover the magnificence of you as number one. Now, know that. Be happy, but have the right perspective about yourself. And to be happy, you keep the right perspective. When you're unhappy, then you lose that perspective and you wonder, hey, what am I doing wrong? And when you're thinking about what you're doing wrong, then all sorts of things are going haywire on you. Are you ready to take charge? Are you ready to have a perspective of looking at the world and seeing everything beautiful? Of seeing everything that you are beautiful? Of seeing everywhere that you go, you're surrounded by beautiful people because they're your creation. And if there's not beautiful people out there, you had a little pimple. Better push it. Yeah. You don't need to have any people in your world that are not absolutely fantastic, you know. It's not that you get rid of them, but you see them differently. Your perspective is different about them. Now, we look at the little hummingbirds here at the feeder, and we think to ourselves, aren't they charming? And then there's one little hummingbird that will sit on the trapeze occasionally, and we'll say, isn't that nice? He sits on the swing there with the other little bird, and he doesn't have to fly so far away, and he's just having a ball. Well, that's because he was put there by Anita, and he seems to be virtually the only one. There's been one or two others that sat there momentarily, but he seems to be the only one. And why do we create him that way? How do we create him that way? Well, what's our purpose in creating these birds sitting or non or flying? Because it's fun. Now, could you imagine a hummingbird being here and being there? Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what they do. So can you imagine Jonathan Livingston Seagull being here and then being there? All time and space is now, and perfect speed is what?
Being there.
Being there. Perfect speed is being there. Now, this is what I want for each of you. I don't want you to follow Bhagwan. I don't want you to follow Yogananda. I don't want you to follow Jesus. I don't want to follow...
Sai Baba.
Sai Baba. I don't want you to follow anybody. Certainly not me. But don't follow any... Follow your heart. Follow that indwelling self within you that knows the answer to everything, and just have a ball. You agree to do that?
Yes.
To be happy, keep your perspective. And I think that's a great idea. I love you.
I love you.